Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. We start with baseball. The Baltimore Orioles' 8-game winning streak is over. The LA Dodgers beat the Orioles 6-4 on Chris Taylor's grand slam. Taylor says they eventually got to Orioles starter Grayson Rodriguez.
You know, he was amped up for this one and just kind of grounded him down and got him out of there and then got to the pen.
One other interleague game, Cleveland bested Pittsburgh 11-0. American League Boston down Oakland 7-0. Nick Pivetta matched his career high with 13 strikeouts. The LA Angels came back to beat the New York Yankees 4-3. Shohei Ohtani's 35th home run, a two-run blast in the seventh inning, tied it up. Seattle bested Minnesota 7-6. Texas downed Tampa 3-2. The Rangers win on a game-ending wild pitch. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy likes the way the team has been playing during their four-game winning streak.
These are some of the games that I thought we were missing the first half, and these guys in this first homestand here after the half, I mean, they had just done a great job of just keeping that focus and going hard for nine.
Detroit beat Kansas City 3-2. National League, Washington beat the Chicago Cubs 7-5. St. Louis bested Miami 6-4. San Francisco and Cincinnati score tied at 2 in the 7th inning. Rain flushed out the game. It'll be finished later on today. Changes coming to the St. Louis Cardinals, according to President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak, which could be an unusual sign for the Cardinals, trading some of their high-priced veterans for prospects. Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench has apologized for an anti-Semitic comment he made recently at an event honoring former Red GM Gabe Paul. Football, New York Giants and running back Saquon Barkley failed to come together on a contract, leaving Barkley with the option of playing for the franchise tag of $10.1 million or sitting out the season. Also, the Raiders failed to sign running back Josh Jacobs as well. The NHL's number one draft pick has been signed. The Chicago Blackhawks and forward Connor Bedard have agreed to terms on a three-year entry-level contract. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.